Now, will you notice? He says here, verse 7, but the manifestation of the Spirit is given to every man to profit withal. Now, I first of all would like to define a gift. What is a gift? Well, it's a capacity for service. It's a function. And if I may now give the definition of another, here is the definition of a gift. A gift, in the spiritual sense, means the Holy Spirit doing a particular service through the believer and using the believer to do it. And I would like to add to that, that it must be done in the power of the Spirit of God. I'm nothing. I have nothing. I am no use to God or man. And that's a fact. That's not a pious platitude. But he gave me a gift, and I'm to exercise that gift. And that is, I believe, the only way that the Spirit of God will manifest himself in my life. And I think that we need to recognize that today. It's important. What is the definition now of a gift? Listen to the Word of God, verse 7 again. But the manifestation of the Spirit. That's what a gift is. It is a manifestation of the Spirit. Now, it does not mean necessarily the exercise of a natural gift. This man has a gift of singing, or this woman, and she has a marvelous voice, and she sings. But if she doesn't sing in the power of the Holy Spirit, may I say that God can't use it and doesn't use it. Now, that's the reason that today music in the church has reached such a low level. Is simply because you've got musicians that think all you need is talent. That is, the ability to sing and read music. And if you can do that, you've just got it made, and the Lord can't get along without you. He'll get along without you. He doesn't need that. And I've been in this long enough. I've been all the way across this country in many, many places, ministered many places, and I can tell I've learned over the years. I can tell when a musician is really adding to the service or detracting from it. And I've actually had a solo that right before the message, it's absolutely ruined the message. It shut the message down before I even stood on my feet. Fact of the matter is, I felt like getting up and pronouncing the benediction and going home. May I say to you, unless it's the exercise of the Holy Spirit through the believer, it's nothing. The talent is worth something, of course. And I think the Holy Spirit uses the natural ability of a believer. That is, if the believer let him do it. Now, there are those that have no particular natural gift. They can't sing. They can't speak. I've heard many people say, well, I can't do anything. And a great many people think, well, just because I can't sing, because I can't teach a Sunday school class or I can't preach, then there's nothing for me to do but sit in the pew. And that has been the most tragic mistake the church has made, is to say, go sit in the pew and listen to me. That is tragic indeed. Now I'm going to make another very startling statement here from this verse, and that is, every believer has a gift. Every believer. You have a gift, and we're going to see next time, this is likened unto the body, and there are many members in the body. So there are many gifts. You have a gift. Listen to this. Verse 7 again. But the manifestation of the Spirit is given to every man, every Christian man. And the word man is the generic term. Anthropos means man or woman, boy or girl. Doesn't make any difference who you are. If you're a child of God, you have a gift. You've been put in the body of believers as a member of the body and to function as a member of the body of Christ. The manifestation of the Spirit is given to every man to profit withal. What's the purpose of the gift? It's to build up the church. It is to build up the body of believers. It's not to be exercised selfishly, but it's to build up the body of believers. This is a tremendous verse, you see, that we're looking at here.